I really want to stress that, you know, that God chose us to live here for such a time as this. I mean, every one of us were chosen to live in this time period that is the worst ever in history. And it is going to get worse. We know this. But God knew that we would be the ones, you know, that would live here during the time when the beast is going to feel the Antichrist. And that may happen today, you know, when they open up the portals. It's a very serious, you know, demonic things that are happening in the atmosphere. But no person has ever lived through the times that we're living in. And God chose us to live here. So he has a destiny. And I want y'all to remember this, that no matter what comes, even if we're not ever able to talk again because of what the beast does to the internet or, you know, whatever is about to happen, just know that you're definitely not alone. You know, you have angels with you. You know, God is with you. And you can do this. Whatever it is that we're about to all go through, this is affecting every one of us. You know, no matter if you are in Canada or if you're in Missouri or Mississippi, it doesn't matter. See, today affects every last one of us. And so we're all truly, 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 you know, in this thing as a family today. And I really want to encourage you that, you know, the Lord loves you and that he has a purpose for you to fulfill. And I want to, really instill this today as well. You know, I know a lot of you are facing many things. You know, you're facing sickness and you're facing trials, you know, that are going on in your lives. But God knows this. He knows who you are. He knows the hairs on your head. And he knows where you live. He knows what it is that's going to happen today and in the future. So as long as we keep our eyes beholding Jesus and we're looking up to where our true hope comes from. And hey, I want to tell y'all this on a side note. Is that, remember, in disasters, this is when the beast gets people to fold. You know, this is where the global ID and all that kind of stuff will be rolled out, because they're going to say, okay, if you want our help, you know, which is provision, okay, you're going to have to sign on the dotted line. You're going to have to comply to this new world. Just remember this, y'all, because he wants to be the answer to the solution that he made, the problem he made. But see, the Lord, this is where the miracles are coming in, because we're going to trust Jesus no matter what may come our way. And today, after, you know, at the end of this call, I want you to get your anointing oil, because we are going to anoint us. We're going to anoint our houses. We've done this before on 40-day fast. And we're going to pray over our children and our families. So today is probably the most important prayer meeting you've ever been a part of, because we may not be connected anymore. I mean, you just don't know, you know, and when this scenario happens, I'm not sure if any of us would be able to ever get back online. We're going to have to see how this thing plays out, because if you see me back online, then you'll know it's pretty safe. But if you don't, then just know God has spoken to me and says, don't go back online. You know, because the beast, see, listen, when the grid goes down, okay?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to. They've been saying, when the grid goes down, that's when you're going to know the great reset has happened. And when it comes back up, you know, if the beast presents himself, you know, then we'll know we're done. Because we'll have to get rid of everything, computers, cell phones, anything that connects to the grid type of deal. Okay, so I guess that's all I have as far as warnings. Just be careful, you know, when it comes to FEMA help and stuff like that. All right, Papa, you got your word ready? I'll bring the phone to you so you can just do it over there. I am going to have him read a scripture that he read yesterday at church. And I tell y'all what, that I think he just gets better every week. And yesterday's sermon was just profound, considering, you know, the moment that we're at. So I'm going to have him read it to you again.
You want me to read that whole chapter or just that part?
Well, the chapter, here he is. Hold on. All right, so Dennis is going to read this. That's going to really put in perspective where we're at.
Okay, well, this is Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21 starts out the widow's two mites. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in their two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than ye all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke the temple how it was adorned with godly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things first come to pass, these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. So we're going to see lots of things, but the end is not, but it is soon. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. The earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sight. And great signs shall there be from heaven. Like this morning, I looked outside. I wouldn't say it's a great sign, but we got sprayed earlier this morning. Our skies are laced with chemtrails. But before all these, ye shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. And I say amen. And ye shall be betrayed before the parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter into it. For these be the days of vengeance, that all these things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until these times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, that's great confusion. And we can see that all around. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Interesting, everybody's going to be looking up today, huh? And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Whew. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourselves that summer is nigh at hand. That's where we're at now. We can look outside and you can see the trees are blooming. And so likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, and my word shall not pass away. And this is the... Okay. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unaware. For as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. And here's our key verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode on the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him.
There are several things about that scripture that is so true to the times that we're in, you know, talking about the signs in the heaven and everything. And, you know, what really ministers to us today and pray that is our heart's cry is that we pray that the world, that people will get saved, that, you know, they need something to open their eyes to see that, we're in judgment. This is it. You know, we don't have any time left. They need to come out of their stupor, you know, so... let's just pray, you know, that this will open up some people's eyes. Now, I just went in the kitchen to wash my hands, and let me tell y'all something. I looked out the window. Dennis, you ought to go look at the sun out there, but be careful. It is so bright, it looks fake.
Oh, yeah.
Like it'll burn your eyes just looking at it, you know. But anyways, I have a very special broadcast that I'm trying to upload today. It's from a gentleman named Marty Breeden. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he is a guy that I interviewed back in 2018, right before I went to the White House. Before God sent me to D.C. He is a retired police officer that died and went to heaven, and he had an encounter with God. And so I interview him about this, his story, and he talks about one of his visions. He has visions all the time that it's almost kind of freaky, you know. But he had a vision one time that there were so many storms happening in the earth, and there were seven of them coming. Y'all know how weird that is about seven. But there were seven storms coming, and they were named after animals, okay? And each storm escalated and killed more people each time. And it was, he said he knew it was God's way to tell people, wake up, is this storm going to do it? Okay, and then he said they were one on top of the other. But I want you to hear how he describes these storms. The last one was named Wolf. This was the one that was going to totally just wipe everybody out. And one of the newscasters said, we need to just repent. And everybody repented and stopped the storm. So I don't know, but I would like for you guys to hear that. So I found the actual video this morning, so I'm downloading it right now out of my archives, and then I am going to upload it and hopefully be able to get that up, you know, this afternoon. And so I would like for you guys to hear that. And then I have another special thing for you guys this morning. There's another guy that I interviewed. His name is Benjamin Faircloth, and he preached a sermon yesterday, and he gave a word of what God is saying to us about the eclipse. So I would like for you guys to hear what he has to say. So let me pull this up real quick if I can find it. Let me see. I think he is from either Alabama or Georgia. I'd like to find his interview and get that up as well. All right, let's see here. It's very short. Okay, here we go.
Better because we ain't got much time.
Five of those, sonny.
And to begin to study what the Lord put on my heart. So that's where we are in this message today. So I know it's extremely important for God to do that to me. Again, does it tie in with tomorrow? It ties in with everything. It ties in where we are. And here's what the Lord spoke to me. He said, America, you've entered the twilight zone. You will soon discover your state of mind, living between reality and astonishment, fantasy and fiction. Your denial will no longer be your default, as you so conveniently use to reject your current realities. The darkness that you will enter will be tangible, physical, and undeniable. The darkness of wickedness is upon your nation by invitation, incantations, spells, and pure desires of a sinful heart. No longer will you guess, watch this, or question the times. They, like fire, will be self-evident. No need for scholarly conjecture, the opinions of dead men's bones. I will speak, you will shake, and you will know that I am God, the creator of heaven and earth, and all that abides within this universe. I am soon to reveal my arm of judgment, and woe to those to whom it is revealed. My church, please listen to this very carefully, folks. My church, those who totter on the fence that borders the abyss, I tell you this day, when I shake the earth, I will shake you as well. Which side of the fence will you fall upon? The abyss or the firm foundation of truth? Buy of me today truth. Get off the fence. Take no chances, for the days of great uncertainty will fill my church. But those who know me, the truth, will know the way and embrace the life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Help me to articulate this message with the urgency that you place within my spirit.
Well, I just want to give, you know, honor to whom honor is due, and I just really appreciate Mr. Faircloth. And let's see, I asked. We have a full house this morning, Papa. All right, so everybody gather your anointing oil, and we're going to anoint ourselves, our houses, and everything else today. Let's take a moment and sing. Let's sing to the Lord for a minute. Let's sing about the blood, because we're going to be applying the blood this morning. I know you guys have a lot to do, so I'm not going to drag this out. Let's sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white as snow. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. He's our perfect lamb. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Papa, you want to lead us in opening us up in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you for this time, for such a time as this that we live, Lord. And we shouldn't be in distress and turmoil and fear, but we should be excited because the time is near when you're going to be here, Lord. So I just pray that no fear can come upon us, Lord. And that as we look up, the Bible says to look up, your redemption draws nigh, that we should be excited.
Yeah.
To see the glory of the Lord coming. And that's what I want. I want to see him coming on his white horse with his sword in his hand. So, Father God, we just thank you for these exciting times. And we cast down any fear or distress in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord, that we can encourage each other and
yeah.
Encourage people around about us today, Lord. And no matter what happens, Lord, we know who's in control. It's you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, amen. Well, I want to tell you guys that when God sent me across the country those many times, he taught me a lot about prayer. And I've told you guys the stories, you know, about how the blood protected me. But one of them I want to tell you real quick was I was in Washington, D.C., and this is when that prophet came and rebuked me. Remember that? Knocked on my door and rebuked me. And I opened the door, and he's standing there, and he goes, he points in my face, and he goes, "Thus saith the Lord, you know, stop this." And so I quickly threw my hands up and said, "Cast it out," you know, because I'm all about, you know, if you see something, just cast it out. I ain't ashamed, you know. And, but anyway, so me and him went over and prayed over all the, well, there was two of them, Masonic temples there in Washington. And when we got back, we had stirred up some devils, you know, and the witch coven came after us. But they could not cross the bloodline. They, because outside of my apartment was the patio that I lived on a corner, so I had like a patio that was in an L shape. They couldn't cross that patio because I took the anointing oil. And I took my finger, boy, and I rubbed it all on that thing and said, "All you devils got to stay out of here." Well, the test came later, a few months later, you know. And they sat right outside that thing. They couldn't cross it. And that's happened many, many times, you know. And the blood of Jesus, what it is, okay, is that you are setting a precedent. You are setting a standard because you recognize that Jesus is the one that is your shield and your buckler. You're taking his life, which is the blood. Remember we talked about the blood yesterday. Blood is life. You know, it contains God's breath. So you're taking the sacrifice that Jesus made and you're accepting it. You remember we talked about the power of agreement. So you're coming in agreement with what that blood does. Okay? That blood, when you study the temple in the Old Testament, you discover the reason God had them sacrifice all those animals is because that blood had to cover that sin. Okay? So when Jesus came, his blood was the perfect blood. It was untainted. It was pure and holy in all its ways. Like a young lamb whenever they did the sacrifices back then. And see, ever how the sin was, they had to sacrifice animals different ways. They would have to apply the blood on this side of the altar or that side of the altar. You had to smack it five times or, you know, something was different according to how vile the sin was. So for Jesus' blood to cover every single offense and every single sin is the most powerful thing. It's never been done for one type of blood to cover everything that sacrifice was needed for. I mean, really, I got chill bumps right now. This is, like, powerful. It's his blood that is the wall in the spirit. It's the barrier there is, you know. And so we need to understand the power of the blood because it's not us. Y'all have to know this. It's not us they're fighting. It's who is in us. Remember, when we're Christians, we are in him, which means we are clothed in his image, and that's what they can't stand. That's what I was telling you about the fiber for the cyber. They want to tear up his image through your frailty, your flaws, your sins. They want to expose it so everybody will see how you are being in his image and how terrible you are, you see. But because of Jesus' blood, he is the only thing that makes us even worthy to be able to go to heaven. There's not any of us that are perfect. Not a one of you. No, there's none of us that are worthy of the kingdom of heaven, because we all fall short. That's what the Bible says. We all fall short of the glory. But see, when you're a Christian and you have accepted what Jesus did for you, the true price and the what he did for you, and you come in agreement with him and you say, Jesus, you know, I really do see what you did for me. You know, you are my creator. So I am asking you to forgive me and to help me. I want to be clothed in you. So when we have that protection. And I do want to tell you this, Bride. I want to say this in case we never get to talk again. Just remember this if you're in a camp or on a bus or whatever is going to happen to any of us. We all have a destiny. And it's going to suffer. Many of us are going to suffer and be martyred and go through some things in the coming days. What you have to remember is that is where you're glorified, because all the apostles all had to die except one. They were all martyred. So does that mean that they had sin in their life and they were terrible people and thus they were killed that way? No. You know what it meant? That was their destiny. They came and lived in the earth to be revealed unto mankind as being martyred in the name of Jesus, you know, to give their life for something that they really believe in. And now they've went down in history, you know, as obeying the Lord type of deal. So what I'm trying to tell you is just because we may suffer, it's only for a little time. And like the Bible said where Dennis read, you know, that we will be brought up before the courts. We will be maybe 10 days in jail or whatever, and we're going to have to answer for whatever. But the Lord promised us that if we will trust in him, he will speak through us. And remember this as well, Bride. No matter what happens, don't defend yourself. Just remember that Jesus is your defender, because this is something else. Boy, I'm really feeling God this morning. It's not about you anymore. So if they defame you, if they publicly humiliate you or whatever, you know, it's Jesus knows, and that's who matters. It doesn't matter the faces, because even the scripture that Dennis read, where it talks about the faces of man looking at you, you know, that's going to matter in the coming days, and a lot of people would fold over that. They would not be able to be embarrassed in front of anyone at any time. But see, God has been preparing us to give our all, even ourselves, because Jesus was defamed. Jesus was lied about, okay? Jesus was humiliated. Can you imagine when they would look at him and say, oh, you're supposed to be God, and you can't even come off the cross. Remember? You know, but he kept his composure. He didn't defend himself, you know, even though he knew he was innocent. So this is where we're going to trust in the Lord in all things and allow him. Look, let me tell you this, Bride. Think about it like this. Let's just talk common sense a minute. If we, you know, we all think of these big gnar people, you know, and we've exposed, you know, a lot of the stuff they're doing, mixing with idols and all this. But if they're not able to stand up for Jesus because of their position and what they've done or whatever, then why do you think that would disqualify you? It doesn't. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? If we're not going to be the Jesus in the earth, us everyday average Joes, then who else is going to do it? We can't think like that. We have to think of, like, okay, this falls on me. I am a Christian. I am walking in Christ's image. I am walking with Jesus as my Savior. I'm not looking to anybody else out there falling, taking the V, partnering with idols, caving, all that stuff they're doing. I can't look at them and expect them to stand up and shine. Okay, this is my time, this is my destiny, and I'm going to be the change. I'm going to let God do what he's going to do. I'm going to finish my race with grace. I'm going to run. I'm not going to run from the devil. I'm going to run with Jesus and let him do whatever he's going to do with my life. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever he wants to do, then let him do it. Because a lot of people, they'll say, well, if I see him coming to the door, I'm going to have him just shoot me and let me die real quick. What for, people? What for? You know, your body is not your own. Remember, you're married to Jesus. And you know what it means when you're married. You're no longer your own. You know, you don't have control over this body anymore. Jesus does. And if he does not have us to allow him to be put up on pedestals and to be humiliated for his name's sake and to be able to witness to other people in different places, you know, then who's going to do it? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, this is your moment. We're going to be standing in heaven in about 5 minutes. I mean, when we get there, we're going to say, wow, that was the fastest time. It's going to be like that fast, you know, and we're going to be in heaven, hopefully. And we're going to be up there saying, wow, I mean, that was so fast, that time that we had there. So don't waste it, Brad. Don't waste it. You know, all of these obstacles that we're facing, look at it like this is opportunities. This is opportunities to witness for Jesus. Remember Corrie Ten Boom, one of my heroes, Corrie Ten Boom. She's in the Nazi camp. And she's in there with these stinky women. Can you imagine being in a room with like 500 women in this barn and then all these women on their periods and having babies and they're dying and, you know, all this horrible stuff and there's lice in there and there's all types of vileness, right? So you're in this prison camp with all this stench. But because it's so bad in there, the guards do not want to come in because they don't want the lice that's inside there. But you, as God's daughter and his son, are rejoicing for that life. You're grateful. Why are you grateful? Because it keeps the guards out and I have time to witness. That's the way Corrie Ten Boom looked at it. Bam! She's my woman. And so she won a lot of women to Jesus because of that life. But what if every one of us wanted to get out of our suffering and get out of our destinies because we don't think we can go through anything, you know? What would happen to these people out here? And remember I told you to, like if we're put on a bus or we're put on a train, and we're in there. What's the song we all sing? What's the song? What a day that will be when our Jesus we will see. Just sing. Because something else I want to tell you real quick is that your praise shuts down the enemy. It really is a weapon. Your singing, your worshiping is a weapon. Why? Because your mouth is releasing the frequency of praise into the atmosphere. You're coming in agreement with Jesus, and you are shifting the frequencies out here.
Psalm 8.
What?
Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes suckling, thou hast ordained strength to
because of thy enemy, that thou might still enemy the avengers. So what comes out of your mouth? Praise and worship, and that stills.
Papa, you look so cute over there. That is awesome. It's wonderful being in sync with one another. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. So, Papa, do we have our anointing oil in here? Hey, this can work right here. That'd be our anointing oil. All right, so everybody get your anointing oil. And we're going to start off, and we're going to pray over our family members, okay? And then we're going to pray over ourselves. And then I'm going to turn the worship music on here. And then we're going to walk through the house, Papa, with the oil. And we're going to pray over our doors, our windows. And we're going to do all this together. So we're going to have the worship music playing where everybody can take time to walk through their house. And then we'll gather back together and, you know, just go from there. All right, so let me get us some worship music going in the background really soft right now. Lord, we just praise you this morning. And Lord, you know we love you when you say yes, Lord. We love you when you say no. We love you in the storm and we love you in the sunshine. We love you when we understand and we love you when we don't. We just worship and praise your holy name this morning, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Dana Coverstone is in on oxygen. Wow, I didn't know that. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Let's see. I love the violin. We'll play the violin. All right. Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord. Most everybody on this call, God, we all have children. Lord, we love our children. And we know, God, that you love them more than we do. And Lord, as we gather together, Lord, your word says that when two or more agree is touching anything, Lord, that prayer will be answered. And Lord, as we gather together this morning, we all just lock arms in the spirit, Lord, and we just take all of our children and just lay them down at the foot of the cross this morning, Lord. Let your blood flow over them, Lord, pulling out all the lies of the devil, all the lies that they're believing, all the deception that they're involved in, all of their pride, Lord, all of their hurts and pains of the past, God, all of their sicknesses and issues in their life, Lord. We're asking you, God, to pull all that out of them, Lord. Pull all them spirits out and heal them, Jesus. Lord, we remember when we had them babies. We remember holding them, praying over them. And God, who would have known they'd have to live in a time like this? So today, Lord, we give them back to you. Each one of our children, asking you, God, to heal them and to be with them, Lord. Let them know how much we love them. And Lord, we just come in agreement with heaven right now. that no weapon formed against our children will prosper. All them that rise up against them will fall. We thank you, Lord, for sending a host of angels to them, Lord, to gather around them and protect our children. We pray a shield of protection in the blood of Jesus around them like a dome. Protect them, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We forgive our children for their rejection and hurt and all things that happened in the past. We forgive them. And Lord, as parents, we ask you to forgive us for what we did wrong in raising our children. Maybe having them watch wrong movies or TV shows or video games or being on the tablet. Forgive us for not reading the Bible to them more. We recognize, Lord, the role that we are in our children with their decisions that they have made that have not been good. And we ask you, Lord, to take that sin upon us as we ask for forgiveness. Please forgive us for our frailties with our children, Lord. Restore to them everything the devil has stolen from them. And Lord, we ask that you heal this place in our heart that needs healing. And Lord, if we have a chance after today, will you please heal those relationships and restore us unto our children, Lord. And we pray that our children will be what you have called them to be, Lord. That's what we're in agreement with. Not what the enemy has done and not what he's trying to tell them. But what do you say? What is your will over our children? That's what we want to happen. Your will to be done. So Lord, we just lay our children down this morning. Excuse me, bride, sorry. We lay our children down, Lord. And thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to have those children. We just give them to you this morning, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Papa, is there anything you want to say about children before we move on to the next one? I did. Okay. All right. Now we're going to pray about ourselves. And then we're going to do the house, okay? So we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves. So since we're able to do this, let's go ahead and take the anointing oil. Let's do ours, Papa. Yeah. And let's put it on our forehead like a cross. There we go. Lord, we just come before you this morning over our temples. And Lord, we recognize this morning that you are our God. And we commit this temple to you, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus from the top of our head unto the soles of our feet cover us and saturate us like Passover, Lord. When you told the children of Israel to place that blood over the doorpost, you said to put the blood on the doorpost and on the side. So right now, take that anointing on and put on your wrist, on each wrist. Because that covers, like the doorpost on the children of Israel, you have the top and the two sides. We are the temple, and we're covering our temple right now with the blood. And Lord, I thank you that you have chosen us for such a time as this, like you did them back in that day, Lord. And I pray, God, that as those children of Israel had to hear the horrors on the outside of their house, when the spirit of death went through the land and they were screaming in horror, when their children were being killed, that the children of Israel had to sit in their houses that were protected of God and had to hear those horrifying screams and the torture of the wicked ones. And Lord, we pray that you help us to endure what we're about to see and what we're about to hear and what we are about to go through, Lord. That you will give us supernatural grace with our eyes and supernatural grace with our ears, Lord. And the same with Noah in the ark. When you shut the door and all those people were drowning and suffering outside that gate, outside the ark, and they had to hear those sounds and maybe even see it as the door was shutting. Lord, help us today in our moment, in our time. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every door in our hearts. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind today. And we say that our mind is of the right faculties. We do not agree with the enemy to destroy our mind. You cannot have our mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our temple against frequencies and against evil plots of the enemy, Lord, in Jesus' name. All toxins and all evilness, in the name of Jesus. Yes, a dome of protection. Yes, the glory light. You know what I just saw on this, Bright? I just had like a little vision. Do y'all remember that news show that talked about their new technology of how they could cover a fruit? They put another skin on the fruit and it lives longer. Remember that? It's a new technology they have. It's crazy. That's what I just saw over us with the blood. It's like God giving us another suit, like a shield and armor. And we receive that this morning, Lord. We receive it. All right, now, Papa, as I pray, if you'll take that oil and do all the windows, doors, and all this, y'all get yours. If you have another family member that can go around and do the action while you pray, that would be fine as well. But you need to cover all of your windows and doors and your gateways into your house, basically. All right, so I'm going to turn it up, and here we go. La 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 Papa, will you go get
what?
Pray through the office over there.
Door's open.
Yeah. Papa's fixing to go through our office. Maybe do the shed on the outside or your barn or whatever. Okay. I do want to ask y'all guys to forgive me. You know, when I was young in ministry, back in my 20s, I was so on fire for God. That's when I was traveling and casting demons out of houses and stuff. Because remember I told you guys, you know, that I got involved in the Ouija board when I was 19 and ended up becoming demon possessed. So when God delivered me, you know, I began casting demons out. And, you know, over the years of me running from my call and not wanting to give God all he wanted, because when you surrender all, you have no life. Everything you ever was is gone, you know. Like, I would have a plan to go to a doctor or something, he would stop me. I couldn't do nothing without him just using me, you know, to go pray with people. He would say, like, say I was on my way to the doctor, he'd say, turn right, turn left. I'm like, I've got an appointment, you know. And he would tell me, go to this guy's house and pray for him. So I'd knock on the door, and the guy would come to the door, and then God would give me a prophecy for him. And then I'd prophesy, he'd fall to his knees, give his life to Jesus and whatnot, and then I'd get in trouble with the doctor, you know. But that was the kind of life. And that's why I fought him all them years, because I just did not want to give him all type of deal. I couldn't see myself the way that he saw me, you know. So what I'm trying to say in all this is when I considered myself later on in ministry, boy, I thought I'd be a fireball. And, you know, when I first started in full-time ministry 10 years ago, you know, or 11 now, I was telling everybody, you know, I was a revivalist, you know, because I was a fireball. But God had other plans. He put me in politics, you know, and I remember in 2018, you know, sitting over there in that little humble trailer that was paid off, and I loved living there because of my, you know, the birds and the deer and everything. And I remember telling God when he wanted me to move to, when he told me I had to move to D.C. now, I said, I don't want to go. I don't like that kind of life. It doesn't thrill me at all to live in a big city. You know, I'm a country girl, and this life right here, just, I'm happy, I'm, you know, comfortable. But he wouldn't let me be comfortable. He still won't let me be comfortable. And he still sent me up there, you know, me bucking him and fighting all the way, you know. But I went up there, but it did kind of taint me a little, because I've been fighting it ever since, too. Because you see too much, you know too much, you know, and you just want to warn everybody. And I've just been so consumed with the warning and the watchman, you know. But there is another side of me, though, that y'all never really got to see. And I'm sorry. I really am. And that's that preaching side of me. You know, that fireball that I was in my 20s. The thing about me is I get so driven. You know, this is like my personality. I get so driven. And I focus, you know, way too much type of deal. It's hard for me to balance everything, in other words. So, in the end, I hope I helped you. You know, but maybe I could have helped you more if I could have, you know, preached more. So, if y'all would, please forgive me for that. All right, Papa, is there anything you want to say before I open up the prayer line? I guess we've done everything. Yeah. We've prayed over everything. All right, so I'm going to open up the prayer lines. Let's see who we got here. Okay, let's go ahead and start with Michelle in Canada. Hello, Michelle. How are you today, sis?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
All right. So how's it going in Canada?
Don't quite know what to say to that these days.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to answer that anymore.
Well, that's all right. Are you ready for today? What are you thinking?
I haven't slept yet, so I'm going to be sleeping. I'm not, yeah, like as soon as we're done here, I'm going to get some sleep if I can.
Well, why haven't you slept? Did something happen or what?
No, it's just, it happens, you know. I have spells where I don't sleep, right, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's not, it's just the way it is.
I got
you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what to say.
Well, no worries, sis. We'll just move on, but I do pray that God helps you to get a good night's sleep and give rest to your body. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's move on then to Miss Darcy. Good morning, Miss Darcy. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I am going around anointing our property.
Oh, good.
Yes, I did our house. I'm going to do our garage. It's okay. I did my chicken coop. You know, I have to say, I know Jesus is with us all, but I am a little worried. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what to say. I'm thankful for you. I was so happy I called, and it's like I don't really want to make any noise. I didn't know if you could hear me. You know? Trying to get things, you know. Yep. But you know, the prayers. We're all praying for each other, and, you know, I can't wait to meet everybody in person.
Yes.
You know, because I got to tell you, I love you guys. I can always count on you, and I'm thankful. I'm very grateful. So today, you know, it's weird because it's been so cloudy, rainy, stormy. We got a lot of damage. And today there doesn't seem to be a cloud in the sky.
Where are you located, Darcy?
In Maine.
Oh, Maine. Wow, you're in the totality then.
Yes, yes.
What is your percentage, do you know?
96.5.
Wow, we're 95, honey.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I don't plan on coming out. I don't even know if I want to watch it on TV. I just, you know, I'll be ready. I am ready. Whatever will be, will be.
All right. Amen, Miss Darcy. Okay, sis, we love you. Let's move on then to Miss Connie. Good morning, Miss Connie. Where are you located?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Where are you located?
Oh. I'm in Decatur, Alabama.
Oh, you're in Alabama. Okay. So you're close to me. What is your totality number? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I thought at first it was in the 90s, but then I looked up something else, and it said we weren't very high, but I don't know. But Birmingham and Huntsville were up in the 90s, so I'm right 30 minutes from Huntsville.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cloudy here right now. We're suspecting storms.
Hey, I was looking, Connie. I put a video on Patreon that shows a video of the eclipse coming up through Mexico and then through America and what time it's going to go through each state. It's not even going to be here till 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So
one of my Sunday school people sent one. It said 12:42 to 2-something that it was supposed to be over at 3:18 in my area, but who knows?
Right. I'll be looking beginning at 12, yeah, but I'm going to stay inside. Are you going to stay inside or are you going out?
Oh, yeah. I'm inside. I got my puppy dog inside. We all in. I told my brothers to stay in their house and keep their dog in the house, and they said I was crazy, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
My whole family thinks I'm crazy, so.
Oh, I hear you.
Including my daughter.
What'd you say, sis?
Including my daughter. She thinks I'm more crazy than the rest of them, so. We've
right.
kind of drifted apart a little bit. She seems to be kind of alienated against me these days.
I know. That's why I did that prayer the way I did this morning. I feel you. All right, Connie, mm-hmm. we're going to move on to Daryl. Good morning, Daryl. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. You know, first of all, I want to direct my first comment to Pastor Dennis. Dennis, to this very day, I still remember praying with you in Branson when we first met. And,
aww.
You know, you've been such a support.
Daryl, he's not even in here.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hear the... Yeah.
I want him to hear, he
hear.
This. Hey, Dennis.
Okay.
This gentleman wants to talk to you. His name is Daryl. Daryl, where are you at? What state?
We're in Washington State.
Washington State. Okay, he wants to tell you something. Go ahead, Daryl. You have his attention now.
Hi, Dennis. Hey, I just wanted to make my first comment to you because I remember praying with you back in Branson when we all first met and praying for your daughter. And your granddaughter, I think, and it was just a beautiful time, and it really changed my life, and I know it changed your life, and so I just want to thank you for that, for being such a strong man in the Lord. And you may not see it some days, but you're such a support for your family, for Sister June, and you mean the world to us out here, even though you may not get the comments or whatever, but I just want to let you know that you're really important, and you're really important in my life and everything like that. So I just want to thank you for that. As far as the eclipse, one other thing I just wanted to talk about for a quick second. I haven't seen this ever on the news. But I emailed a picture to you, Sister June. In 2023, we had an annular eclipse starting in Texas going up to southern Oregon, and that's where basically it's kind of the ring of fire eclipse, where it's like a 98% eclipse, but there's a little ring around the sun that still comes through. And the funny thing about that is that for all these three eclipses, it forms a perfect A in the alphabet. And the thing that hit me, and this is another thing for you, Dennis, is that, you know, you were so right on today with your scripture reading about nation rising against nation, because as you guys know, the root word of nation is peoples. And I think we also have to remember, and again, we don't live out of fear, but it's not just what the government is going to do, but also we have to realize that we're going to be in a state of anarchy, and that's going to be one of the biggest problems. And so thank you, Dennis, Sister June, about anointing our house, because we've been put in these areas. I've been put in this kind of semi-rural area, and I know you guys have too, so that this is a refuge. This is a quiet area, And God did this, you know, years ago for us, and I know years ago for you guys too. And so we just have to remember, you know, just kind of like what you said, Sister June, you know, when people are angry, that's a great opportunity to witness. And so we just thank the Lord for putting us here. And I just thank you guys so much for keeping us strong, keeping me strong in my family. So I just want to thank you for you guys for that. So we just praise the Lord through all of this.
Oh, thank you very much, girl. That's very encouraging. You know, and years ago when I got born again and I was looking back at my life, and it's like, you know, all the years and the time that I spent, you know, in wasting away, and I thought, man, what am I going to do now? You know, I mean, what good am I and stuff? And it's just, I always thought, well, you know, and this is probably 18 years ago or whatever, and I thought, you know, and I was studying, you know, about the New World Order and all that, and then I started bringing in the scriptures to it, you know, combining politics and religion, you might say. But then I thought, someday, when everything gets crazy and everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off, that's when, you know, we have to be strong and say, hey, let me, you know, and you go over and grab them and you shake them and say, let me tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's what you just reminded me of. That's why we're here, for such a time as this.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, we can't see, you know, we can't live in fear and all the turmoil and all the stuff that, you know, we may see or come across, you know. So, got to be calm,
yes,
cool, and collective, if be, you know. So,
yes, absolutely. And that's my favorite scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And the reason I love that so much is because the first attribute is power. We've got the power. We all have the love, but we got to realize we've got the power. So praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen. That's a good one. Yep.
Honey, he's the one that I have the picture of with his daughter holding a Slickums book over at the altar.
Oh, okay. All right.
That is Daryl.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your word,
right,
Daryl.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Okay. You too.
All right, Daryl. Daryl, how long have you been with me, sir?
Well, in probably 2020, when the pandemic started, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that we're here 4 years later, ain't it?
Yeah, no, it is, and it's been a roller coaster, but, you know, I guess it's not going to be any other way.
That's true. You know, I didn't think we was going to live past 2021. Remember back when Stephen Bannoon was saying all that about the asteroid? We thought we was all going to die that year.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep. Absolutely.
But, I mean, we know all this is coming, so, all right. Well, thank
you,
Daryl. All right, let's move
on. All right, thank
you. Carolyn in Arkansas. Good morning, sis. Are you able to talk? If not, I'll move on. She may not be able to talk. Let's move on then to Miss Monica. Good morning, Monica. Now, where are you located, sis?
Good morning, Pastor June. Good morning, everyone. I'm located in northwest Indiana.
Oh, okay, so you're in Indiana. Did I tell you that my family is from, some of my family is Michigan City, Indiana?
Okay, I think I did hear you say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just recently moved here, though. We were originally from Illinois, you know, right outside Chicago, the south suburbs.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah, things got pretty bad over there, and the neighborhood really got bad, and So, you know, my mom decided to move. You know, I moved back in with my mom, coming back home from after leaving my so-called lifestyle and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So I decided to come back home. You know, the upstairs was empty. You know, why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, my mom has a two-flat, and she's in her early 80s. I think she'll be 84 this year.
Wow, no
so,
kidding.
Yeah, so it all worked out, and then one of my other sisters, also her marriage, and her relationship or marriage didn't work out, and, you know, she came home to live with my mom because my mother was alone, and she had a two-flat. So, and then through the years, you know, within the last 4 years, my sister started with a stroke, and I think it'll be 3 years, actually, 3 years in May. And then this past Thanksgiving, she had a heart attack while she was in the hospital. So I think we all know that that saved her life, you know, but it was through prayer. And it was through, what was it, last year's fasting and prayer at the beginning of the year, the 40-day fast, and praying over her.
Yeah.
And I've asked, you know, you and, you know, everyone to please pray for my sister that she would stop smoking and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
But she picked it back up again. But I think that's what saved her life. I'm absolutely true. I mean, convinced that prayer has saved my sister's life and all of us, you know. But for that to happen, you know, back to back within that year, last year, and you know, she suffered a heart attack, and she felt it, so she had my mom drive her, you know, straight there because they were already out. And then while she was in the hospital, she had another heart attack. And they rushed her straight into the surgery room, and she got a stent because they wanted to do open heart. But they didn't have time to do that, you know. And, so I truly believe it was through this ministry and through praying, lifting her up in prayer, you know, because we experienced something when we were younger, and I think she suffered more because of it, and she won't let it go.
Yeah,
she won't let it go, and she's angry, at my mother.
Yeah.
And my mother's guilt-ridden, and she has been for years because my mother had to, you know, just one parent, you know, my stepfather was an absentee father, and my mother went through school, put herself through school while we were younger, and, you know, we were alone. And then I decided to move with my grandmother, you know, when I was a kid, so that left them alone, you know. I had three younger sisters and one older sister, but, you know, because my mother decided to put herself through nursing school, that, you know, because it was the only way out of poverty, you know. And I'm thankful for the prayers. And right now she let me put the anointing oil over her head because my sister's here. My mother's still back. You know, she's laying down. And I'm thankful, you know, just putting oil over all the windows and the doors over this, you know, this home right now. It's a townhome. So and my sister's in a room, and I was hoping and praying that she was not going to start screaming and hollering and getting angry. And she even let me. I asked her, I said, can I put this oil on your head, on your forehead? And I put the sign of the cross, you know. It is. That's a miracle in and of itself, because usually she's screaming and hollering, and you know, and I'm not any better because I don't have patience that I used to have for her. That's what I say. But, you know, I'm praying for that. I'm praying for God to give me grace, that patience, you know, because she's hurting. And, you know, she's ill. She's got diabetic. And she picked up smoking again, strong cigarettes. And, you know, she's hurting. And she doesn't want to let it go. And I keep telling her, you have to forgive, you know. Because forgiveness is a gift to yourself. You know, when I learned that.
I want to encourage you in something, Miss Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let other people's decisions weigh you down. Because it's real easy for us to lose our joy when we see the other people being rebellious. And I know this because of my children. So we have to look up where our hope comes from, and just give them to Jesus. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we give Monica's family members to you, Lord. We're trusting you, Lord, that you're their God. You created them. So Lord, we give them back to you right now. We don't hold the burden anymore. And we let that burden lift off our shoulders right now in Jesus' name. And we're putting them in your hands, and we forgive them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
All right, sis. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Jordan.
Miss Donna. Good morning, Miss Donna. How you doing?
Good morning, Miss June.
Good morning.
I'm doing well.
That's good. Are you ready for today? Donna's in Massachusetts.
I've made all my food out of my freezer. I baked it and put it back in there to freeze, so I'll take it out and put it in the pans. And I have those pans with the, you know, put water in it. I'm going to set them up so I can put the burners on if I need to. I'll be fine. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I think I'm being prepared.
Yeah, don't worry about what other people say, that's for sure. All right, well, thank you, Miss Donna. Do what? Hold on. All right, what'd you say?
Your daughter, Michelle, who became a Seventh-day Adventist, is married to a schizoman, narcissist, and he's been brutal to them, and her kids, they don't even talk to me. It's, like, unbelievable. But I posted on our family channel some Christian people talking about this eclipse, and she's like, stop leading us to preachers. We're not worried. That's because you're like Seventh-day Adventist. You don't believe in Jesus. Is that Holy Spirit? Hello? But I didn't answer it. I just ignored it and let it be. I'm like, okay, God, it's your choice, not mine. The amazing thing is my daughter...
Don't worry about it. We forgive her. All right, we're going to move on to Colorado. Yuma, Colorado. Who is this at area code 970?
That's me. That's Rhonda.
Rhonda lives in Yuma, Colorado.
Yes, well, that's where I'm headed back there, but right now I'm in Cincinnati, and I am right outside the Path of Totality. There's actually a huge event scheduled for today that's 10 minutes from where I am currently staying. And they have closed the schools that are in the Path of Totality, and our governor was on TV inviting people to these events. So there's never been so much hubbub with an eclipse before. So that automatically makes me question what kind of nefarious plans are there. But I just want to say, Dr. June, Pastor Dennis, I just love that you guys continue to remind us that we are created for such a time as this.
Yeah.
We are not here by accident, and we are very purposed in our life and in the time that the Lord has allowed us to have his breath here on the earth. And I think that is so powerful, just to reset our paradigm. And probably each and every one of us on this call have gone through some really hard, hard circumstances and situations. And that is how we build our muscles in the spirit realm, in our faith and in our belief. And it is because of God's goodness. This is what he continues to impress on me. It's because of God's goodness that he allowed the pain, the heartache, the hardship to come in, so that in this season we are able to not only stand, but also to minister and to encourage and to speak the truth of Jesus to people that are going to be shaking. And I mean, because scripture tells us that everything that can shake will shake. And it is from the goodness of God that he is allowing this, so that the prodigals come home, so that the people that are on the fence or backslidden come home. I mean, there are people that are in falsehood. Like, I was deeply in NAR for 7 years, and I praise the Lord that he woke me up. And I learned so much good, but now I believe we're at the season where a lot of people are going to be waking up. And I just continue to see by July, August, everybody's going to know what season we are in. And I see today as a mile marker that we're going to look back and say, that is when everything shifted. And I just wanted to share, just because I thought this would encourage people, and it's also kind of funny, but on April 1st of 2010, the Lord opened my spiritual eyes. And so I started seeing into the spirit realm and seeing the angelic ones and also the demons. And so at first it freaked me out a little bit, but he was also teaching me about anointing. And I remember I had anointed my home in Colorado, and I was kind of lazy, and I kind of just did from one doorway arch to another doorway arch, but I didn't go into the whole living room area. And one day after church, I was laying on the couch, and I had my eyes shut, and I was just tired from church and ministry and everything, and I hear in my spirit, anoint now. And I opened my eyes, and I saw 9 demons stacked looking at me like a choir, and they could not pass that line that I drew in my home. And I remember getting up, and I was like, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. And now I realize they don't use the doors, but I always like to open the doors and usher them out.
Yeah.
But there is, we have power in the blood. We have so much power in the blood. We don't even fully grasp it. I know in my humanness, I don't fully grasp it. And I loved how you said to anoint our wrists and our forehead. I always anoint my forehead, but I was like, that makes so much sense. It's the doorpost. And so I just don't want anyone to have any fear about what is going to happen today and in the coming days. Because
yeah.
God is with us, and it is Jesus. It is Jesus himself in the book of Revelation that steps out of interceding for us day and night around the throne to release the seals. He is in full control of everything we are getting ready to go through. So we can have no fear. We can rest in him. And I believe that the remnant, the very few remnants that is the forerunners, are getting ready to step into our positions and our destiny assignments and reach forth and start pulling people into their destiny assignments. I just keep seeing these dominoes just falling, and in a good way, like we're falling and coming home. And so I have great expectations for this season we are in. And so I just wanted to say that to encourage everyone. And I'm so glad to join my first prayer call with you today.
Yes, now you know what? You really made me feel better because, you know, as I was saying a minute ago, I feel kind of bad that y'all didn't really get to see the preaching side of me, the fireball. But maybe it's because it hasn't been time yet. Maybe this is the time, you know, to be revealed. You see what I mean?
Oh, that's actually the word I had for you that I didn't extend to you the other day, but I saw our roles all shifting. And the role I saw for you, because you have been on this, you've been at the forefront in such a public way. I mean, I could never ever do that. Oh my gosh. But that is your calling. That's your gifting. That's your anointing. But the season is coming very soon. We're actually crossing into it today, I believe, where there's not going to be a need for the forerunners anymore, because everybody is going to see that we're in the season of what I believe is the Great Tribulation. I believe that's what we are stepping into. And then, you know, Jesus returns once, and I think that's going to be, you know, a little ways out of here, but it's going to be so powerful and so wonderful. And we don't know if we're going to have technology or whatever. I think God is putting us into places where we can minister. And so I think that preaching, I just keep seeing it right now. Even as I'm speaking, Dr. June, I just see it bubbling up on the inside of you. It's bubbling up in your belly, and it's getting ready to come forth. And it's like when you shake up a soda and it gets all bubbly and then it sprays out. So it's coming, and I speak over everyone on this call that your anointing, your calling, your purpose, your destiny assignment,
yes,
what you have been prepared for is getting ready to bubble up and out, because each of you who have come into the wisdom and counsel of Dr. June, we have a special anointing, I believe, that she has passed on to us. And so that is getting ready to bubble up and out and spring forth. in this season that we are stepping in today. So no fear, no fear, no fear. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And that sound mind is what we are going to need in the days ahead. In the name of Jesus, amen.
That is really good, because if you think about it, like what I've been doing over the past 4 years, it really has been training an army.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody knows now. I mean, I feel like, you know, I was thinking this too when I wrote that Trump book. I thought this may be my last, you know, legacy, because I finished what I was meant to do as far as the warning. So maybe now it is an era shift of going in from the warning, the watchman, into the, you know, the minister type of deal. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we're all going to be, the Lord just keeps telling me I have time and I don't need to worry that I'm going to be back in Yuma County and that whole area. And but he keeps showing me that there is a shakeup coming, a shaking coming, that's going to actually cause everyone to get in position. And so I'm very excited for that, and I can trust my Father.
Well, you know what else, when you talk about everybody's eyes are going to be open, you know, you think about, like, my kids. You know, they
mm-hmm.
all went to Bible college. They all know better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're young and they all got families, they're all married, you know, they're all thinking they don't want to see what I see. So they,
willingly.
Yes, willingly ignorant. But through this may be the thing that shakes them up and says, now it's time for you to get in your calling here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
I mean, we all love, you know, Scripture tells us that we are not to love our life unto death. And it's so easy, because this is the only thing we get to see, is to love, we love our life. I mean, like, that's all we know. And so, yes, if I had small children, I would want to be planning for their futures. I wouldn't want to be thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm going to be naked for all of eternity under a tree.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different perspective.
Yeah. Rhonda,
and I hope we're not naked. But I just think of my pastor at my home church always says it's going to be an expanded Eden. We're going to be living in an expanded Eden, and I'm like, oh goodness.
Hey, it's funny. All right, Rhonda, I'm going to move on to Josh. Good morning, Josh. How are you, sir, in Texas?
Good morning.
Good morning. So you took off work today, huh? Was they about to cry?
No, she didn't have a problem, because I've been coming in multiple days when they need me, so that's good.
That is good.
It worked out good or whatever. I worked yesterday, and I bought me a shower curtain, and I pinned it up over the window or whatever. I got blinds, but I went ahead and sealed it up or whatever. So
yeah.
So that's good, and I anointed the doors and the windows this morning, so I'm glad you did that.
Praise God.
Yeah, that was good, and it's already cloudy here. I let my dog outside. I might let her out one more time, and then I'm inside. I'm going to be fasting today, so.
Well, y'all ain't going to believe this. I just got a notice from the media. Listen to this. Y'all want to hear creepy. It says, this is from space.com, watch a solar snake slither across the sun. They videoed it.
Mm.
A snake slithering across the sun.
Oh, wow.
Because we know that NASA, that video, that graphic they put up, it shows a dragon coming out of the cobra snake. Did you see that, Josh?
No, I didn't see that one.
No, that's on NASA. They're shooting their three rockets up there near the sun today.
Oh, that other.
Mm-hmm.
The CERN's got some big long snake thing too. Remember?
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that, sir.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I think the rocket thing, I think they're trying to, like, open a portal or something. I mean, obviously with the CERN and the rockets, they're doing something nefarious. So, it's, you know, I mean, all we can do is pray against it and stuff. So, I don't trust these people. But I'm just glad that I didn't have to be at work today, so I didn't have to ride home and that stuff or whatever. I bought my glasses, but I did that. not knowing what was coming, so that's all good. I won't be using them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The sad thing is they say a lot of them glasses don't even work. People just need to be careful, man.
Yeah, I saw a video saying all that. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably better than the last time, because the last time I was holding my sunglasses, I was in New Mexico in the totality when it happened, this last eclipse. And, I was holding my sunglasses and looking at the sun with my bare eyes, and, I mean, I still got my eyes. So they're just trying to scare everybody, and, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I'm not going to be participating. I may watch some videos about it on YouTube, but that's probably about it.
Yeah.
You know, I really do feel that they're gonna do this bioweapon thing, you know, I sent you that Revelation thing, and I mean there's so many movies and shows that have the eclipse in it. I forgot the Heroes. I used to watch that series, and it was in that one. I completely forgot about that one, and It's just crazy how many.
Morning. Did you hear Dennis?
What did he say?
He said they really sprayed our skies this morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, it's cloudy here.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all be careful. When I walk outside today, I'm putting an umbrella on me.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
I just don't trust nothing today. I don't trust nothing about the atmosphere, breathing.
Yeah, I don't either. No. Yeah, but, you know, even the Pamela lady that you had on, you know, she was saying the same thing, that she heard this before we heard about it. So, you know, I mean.
Well, she said it last night. If y'all didn't get to watch last night, it was really good. She was talking about, she shared some of her story last night. It was so awesome. But she was talking about how she knows prayer warriors, that God has told them that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch last night. I watched the first one, and I fell asleep early last night, so I'll watch it today.
No worries, no worries.
Yeah. But, yeah, she was, like, one of the best guests you've ever had on. She was on point on everything, and I was...
I know you really liked her, Josh.
Yeah,
I like her. Marty Breeden today. I'm going to upload Marty Breeden.
Okay.
You need to hear some of his visions. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Well, I'm going to move on to Miss Leslie. Good morning, Miss Leslie. How are you today, sis?
Oh, there you go. I'm trying to decide whether to let the chickens out now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I can barely hear you, sis.
You can barely hear me. I'm right in front of the speaker.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, I just got a notice from the media. Do not put your cell phone up to take a picture of the eclipse.
Okay.
NASA is telling everybody not to do that.
I won't.
NASA says, don't point your cell phones directly at the sun while taking eclipse pictures. Probably because of the mirror in it.
Are they afraid that we might do
something? I haven't read it yet.
I should let my
children. All right, Leslie, I think I can hear you now. I see it.
Okay. I was just trying to decide.
I heard it trying to do something. Try to talk now, sis.
Did I let my chickens out?
No, I hear you trying. I just can't hear you.
Should I let my chickens out?
No, I still can't, sis.
What the world?
Yeah, it is too bad. Yeah, can you go out and come back in, Dennis said.
Come back in? Okay. Let me try that.
Oh, well. We can't hear you at all, sis. Not at all, woman.
Hang on, let me try.
Not at all, so I'm going to move on. Let's see if I can get, I'll come back to you, Leslie. Maybe you can sign off and come back in. All right, so let me move on up here. This is our last one is, and she signed off, so I guess this is it. That's everybody, so let's see if we can give Leslie one more chance. All right, sis, can you try again?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It must be my phone.
No, I hear you trying to talk, it's just not working.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't know either, sis.
How rude. Still can't hear me, huh?
Yeah, I hear her trying.
Well, I sit here and talk and pretend like you can hear me. I was just wondering if I should let my chickens out.
I hear you trying to say something, but I can't make it out.
Maybe I should turn the speaker off. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I turned my speaker off. Or no,
oh,
I...
Oh, it worked.
But now I got, no, but I, okay, I guess I have to put my head to my ear to my phone.
All right, very good. How are you today, sis?
All righty. I was just wondering if I should let my chickens out now. What'd you do?
Ours are out, but are you going to put them up before the eclipse? You just going to let
them
out?
Well, yeah, that's what I... figured go ahead and let them out now rather than after.
Dennis said he ain't going to worry about them. He's just going to let them roam. But
okay.
They're always looking down, scratching. They're not going to go, oh, look at the sun!
Oh, that is funny.
Your volume's pretty low.
Is it? Let me see here. Well, I'm on my cell phone, my cordless phone, which is about to die. So go ahead and get off here unless you have more you want to say.
Well, I guess that'll do.
Well, hey, I was going to tell you I love your blue markers, don't we, Papa?
Oh, good.
Yes, I've already blessed a lady with one already.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yep, they're really awesome. I appreciate it. And then that reminds me of Heather's ministry with the bookmarkers. You know, that she puts quilts on the end of them.
Uh-huh.
Makes the cutest little...
Well, it's got a little cross.
Oh, I didn't know it had a cross in it.
Yeah.
Aww.
The little tiny 2-inch quilt, and it's got a little cross inside of it.
God is so amazing.
Yeah.
All right, sis. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just say a prayer, and then we'll all be released. And don't forget today to check in.
And I want to encourage everybody to read the Psalm from Psalm 90 to Psalm 103. Read through them Psalms. They're just so good for right now. It's all about how awesome the God is, you know. It calls to praise Him, you know, how good He is. He's above all God, you know, we got to trust in Him. Especially Psalm 93, I really like that one. And
yes.
Psalm 91.
Yes.
So, but them Psalms are really good for the day.
Amen, sir. Amen. All right, well, let's pray. Lord, as we finish this call today, we just thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, healing us, delivering us, set us free. And, Lord, we just say again, we choose to forgive everyone, everyone. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every way that we have failed you as a people, with our country, with our family, and with us as a relationship with you. And Lord, we just humbly submit ourselves, our temples to you today. Use us, Lord, for your glory. Whatever's coming, Lord, we know that you're going to be with us, Lord. That no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Lord, we know that we have more that is for us than is against us. We rebuke with everything in us that spirit of fear. You will not enter us. We don't accept you. We renounce you. We cast you off right now in Jesus' name. We refuse to be paralyzed with fear. We refuse to bow down to fear. In the name of Jesus, our hope comes from above. Glory, hallelujah. That is how we're moved. That is how we're moved, is through God. We rebuke you, spirit of fear. We don't want you in our home. We don't want you in our family's home either. In Jesus' mighty name, we are victorious. We are God's people. We thank you and give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you don't bow to that spirit of fear. I don't care if those things are sitting at your window trying to scare you. Don't do it, because remember that dream that I told you guys. And all they do is feed off your fear. That's what they want to do, is feed off of fear. You know, if you think of Dr. Morris's carrot picture, where he has the carrot, the root down in the ground, and all the tentacles on the top, the fibers, is the sins that are being expressed through the human based upon that offense. You know, so it's the same way with fear, okay, in the satanic kingdom. Those demons feed off of fear like a bunch of flies, okay? So they want you to be, just like the Bible said, people's hearts will fail them with fear. So don't be afraid. So if you see something that scares you or something, just say, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood. You know, that way you're keeping it in your mind that that fear is not going to engulf you. That fear is not going to paralyze you. So now I have to tell you the vision before I get off here. Okay, here's the vision. There's a guy that I interviewed years and years ago. I wish I could find this thing. If I find it, I'm gonna make a video of this vision he told me. Okay. He said that him and these apostles and prophets were in a plane. He was driving the plane. And they was riding through the atmosphere and just enjoying God. It was such a beautiful sunny day, and they were admiring the awe of God, and they were flying around. And then they took the plane down to float right above the ocean. And they was watching the whales jump out of the water and all the beautiful seagulls. And they were just really, really enjoying the presence of God. And then they said, we want to go deep. So they went down into the deep. Then they saw all the animals in the deep part of the ocean, and they were just in awe of God. And then they come up out of the water, and it was pitch black. And they were like, what is this? The plane comes out of the water, it's pitch black, and there's a sound that comes on their three-way radio that says, call in now. We have been taken over by terrorists. You must land your plane now or we will shoot you down. So he said that he had two of his kids with him in the plane. And one of them was like 7 years old. That was his youngest. And so he was thinking as he was landing the plane what it was going to be like when he landed. So he was thinking, you know, the typical fear of humans, you know, with everybody running around screaming and panic and chaos and all this. But when he landed, he was shocked at what he discovered. It was nothing like what he thought. He said he got out of the plane and people were literally frozen. They were paralyzed in fear, like couldn't move type of deal. And his son, the youngest son, got excited because he saw somebody he knew and he took off running. And his father knew that he would never see that son again. That's how bad this scenario was when he got off the plane. So him and his other son were taken by these army guys that were dressed in all black. It was not your typical army uniform, which that is going to be how they're dressed, all black, because I've seen visions in my dreams about it too. Hold on just a moment. I got to call. Okay, sorry about that. And so they were all taken in this room by these military guys that was dressed in all black. And they took everybody in this room, and they put everybody, like say there was a group of 15 in this group. And there was like six soldiers there, and they all had these big machetes and had big guns on them. And they put everybody in a circle in this room, and they would walk around the people, like ring around the rosies, and they would pick someone, just a random person, and they would push them in the middle of the circle. And that person was then in the spotlight, so they looked at them and said, did you ever steal before? And then the person looked at everybody like, do I tell the truth? Do I lie? But this guy said that these people knew everything about every person. So you could not lie. There was not a thing you could lie about. And so if you lied, they did something. And then the way that they punished you, like say if the guy said, yes, I did steal, they would cut his hand off right there. And so he was trying to cover his kid's eyes, but they made the kid watch. And so they went around the room torturing all these people, and these guys were just utterly evil. But that's what I'm trying to tell you about, not letting that spirit of fear enter. Just plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. Because the blood is what's going to be your protection. This is our protection. And, you know, we know that the enemy has these plans. But we also know, like Rhonda said earlier, you know, that God has chosen you to live during this time. You know, and if it's not us that is the movers and shakers in the kingdom right now, we can't trust in anybody else. You know, and I say that a lot. I don't know if there's anybody out there I trust as far as preaching. You know, and so if we're not going to do it, then who is? So we're going to have to be the change and just trust that God is going to make us the man of God, make us the woman of God that he has called us to be. He has called us all for such a time as this. Amen. And by the way, my books come in today. I'm like, Lord, please let them books be shipped here before the eclipse. But both the Trump book and the other book of the DC mission. So, you know, if I'm able to, I'm going to get all them shipped out tomorrow. So you'll be able to have them this week. I'm really excited they're finally here. So, all right, well, I was telling you guys we need to check in on band. And then if everything is able, then I will go live tonight so we can catch up on everything. Okay, so I'll talk to you guys later, and I love you. God bless.